It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
Kat hit the nail on the head with a Fortune Friday today as we whipped out the tarot cards, and it looks like somebody's getting some this weekend. It's coming up in the podcast a little bit later on. Let's go.
You're like in love with me.
Let's go.
Big cash energy. Thanks to St. Cloud Toyota and 104.7 KCLD. Guess the secret sound and win.
So we find Megan as caller number 10 this morning. First things first, we welcome her to the show and we give it up for Megan. Second things second. Now, Megan, you know today's a $5,000 Friday, so we're going to add $5,000 to the jackpot during one of the plays, and that'll happen at 3 o'clock. So would you just like to call back then?
No, I want to guess now.
Okay, you got a good feeling about this?
I think so. Me and my coworkers, I think, have it figured out.
Oh, man, well, you heard what happened yesterday when all the coworkers were working together. Did you hear that last play? Oh, my God, how sad.
Was that funny or cruel?
That was cruel.
Borderline.
She's laughing. She thinks it was funny. All right, I promise not to pull any punches on you today, Megan. I want you to listen real close. This is our third secret sound of the spring with St. Cloud Toyota. Check this out. Jackpot currently at $3,800. And I'm not going to waste any more of your time, Megan. We just ask you, what's the secret sound?
I think that you're opening and closing the door to the fire extinguisher.
Opening and closing the door to the fire extinguisher.
Okay.
What leads you to that guess?
Well, we have one of those at work, and we were comparing your sound to the way ours sounds, and it sounds very similar. And you played that fire song yesterday, the hot in here song yesterday. So.
Sure. Oh, I guess that would make sense with the fire extinguisher. So you guys are literally walking around with your phone and playing the sound and then walking around to everything in your office going, does this sound like this?
Are you getting any work done?
Lots of work, yeah.
Okay. I'm guessing when we do this contest, productivity around the area is at an all-time low. So we ask the officials, gentlemen, is this opening and closing the door to a fire extinguisher? And by the way, if you win this, are you sharing this money with your coworkers? Is it like a collaborative effort, or is this just straight up you because you got through?
Yeah, we'll share it.
All right. How many of you would have to share this money?
Three of us.
Three of you. So you got almost $1,300 each way. If this is opening and closing the door on a fire extinguisher cabinet, gentlemen, did we just give away our third secret sound to Megan? Yes!
Yes! This time.
Woo! That is $3,800. I love it. I love it. I love it.
You win.
Well done. Look at that.
So did you say how much you get each? How much are you dividing this by?
Three.
Okay,
that
good chunk
of
change.
That is an amazing, amazing effort. We applaud all of that. Opening and closing the door on a fire extinguisher cabinet is absolutely right. I'm so glad you guys put in the work. It is so fun to give away this money. So,
biggest jackpot yet, by the way.
Do you want to say where you work so the ladies can get some credit here?
Yeah, I work at Insight Payroll.
And, obviously you're going to know what to do with the money because everybody needs a little bit of it. Look at that. Opening and closing. And listen again to it. I'm so happy for you guys. That is opening and closing the door on a fire extinguisher cabinet. Kat got really cocky and said, I'll do the secret sound, and literally walked 18 feet outside our studio, opened and closed the door, recorded it on her phone.
It was
this
not
is the
me
sound.
Being lazy. I saw it, though, and I was like, that is going to be a good one.
We have a winner for the secret sound, everybody.
Good job, you guys.
Well done. Stop. There it is. Congratulations. How does that feel?
Thank you. Awesome.
A little shaky.
Great Friday morning.
Yeah, absolute start to the weekend. And there will be a brand new secret sound coming up at 8:30. Megan and the ladies are winners. Congratulations.
Yeah, buddy.
Hang on the line. We got a big check to get you.
Ken and JJ.
That's it.
So mine went the longest, so now you got the next one.
That one took forever. It's already ready to go. You will hear a brand new secret sound in moments. We'll get it to you as soon as we can, but our next play will happen at 8:45. We'll start at $1,000. Now, here's the cool part. If you're really hoping for that big, fat jackpot, at 3 o'clock today, Derek adds an extra $5,000 to the jackpot on a $5,000 Friday. We give it up for Megan and the ladies one more time. Congratulations.
Yes.
That is $3,800 with St. Cloud Toyota and KCLD. We got a winner.
Comedy gold.
Thanks.
How many years ago was it that we got pulled into our boss's office and just hammered on for making fun of a chiropractor's name?
I think it was right when I started.
It had to be 15 years ago. I remember leaving that meeting. It wasn't even a meeting. It was just more of a bitch,
this is what you will not do anymore.
And Kat was just like, oh my God, my career is over. And I was like, I don't even care. But
you've been really putting my life on the line for a long time.
Not life, career.
Over a decade and a half, you've been saying, oh, who cares? This is our livelihood.
Here we are, though. Still here, right?
That's true.
Still here. So I have a friend who works in the Washington, D.C. market, and the radio station he works for also owns a television station. The producer of the evening newscast,
yeah.
You know how they every once in a while will run the credits at the end, and this is the producer and stuff? I don't know if a lot of stations around here do this anymore, but they run at the end of the newscast who all the producers are, who all the camera operators are. They all get a little quick flip at the end.
Okay.
The producer of the show, of the evening newscast, his last name is Pecker.
Oh,
and
nice.
What has happened is people are starting to screenshot that and post it on their social media accounts for this television station.
Does the first name make it? Is it like Richard
Pecker? No. Okay. But what one of the smart-ass people behind the scenes has done now is they have his first name, but they increase the font and put it all in capital letters.
Rude.
So as you're seeing this go through the screen thing, go through as the evening newscasters are wrapping up the newscast, it says his name and then in giant bold letters says Pecker. So that's the only thing you see as the screen goes through.
Yeah.
And I thought, how do you not laugh at that name? How do you not? I mean, it's your name, right? It's your heritage. But at one point, do you ever think, maybe I'm going to change this up? How much does it cost to change your name?
I think if it were something extremely offensive, then you change it. But if it's not, if it's like Worms or, I don't know. What's another bad one?
Well, other names that have popped up when people are commenting on this now. Maria Schwingdinger.
Okay.
I like that one. Somebody else who had commented on their Twitter page. Her name is Paula Slutsky.
Yeah, that'd be a bad one.
Lori Wiener lives right down the street from the television station, apparently.
Love a good Wiener
so
last name.
I thought if you've got a great last name, something we would giggle at, I would love for you to, or even if you've heard one, again, if it's a chiropractor in Alexandria, we already know, we've already been in trouble. We're not going to mention that again. But if you know somebody who's got a giggleable last name or first name or a combination of names, we'd love to hear about
it. You have to be a hot wiener, though. You know, like back where I'm from, there was a huge family of wieners. Like everybody, it's like the like a Hamacher. You know, everybody had the last name Wiener at my school. Everyone was related, but there were two brothers that were like so hot. And
two
I
wieners.
Remember one of my friends was like, "I want to date him, but if it leads to marriage someday, there's no way I would have to keep my last name." But I'm like, do you sacrifice your last name to be married to someone that's such a smoke show, but your last name is Wiener? I don't know if that's a good trade-off.
If my last name was Wiener, I would deny my diet and I would just be a big Wiener.
You would?
Right. I'd be a huge Wiener. I'd be a 300-pound Wiener.
Nice. Massive, girthy one. I love it.
The legend goes that it was a few summers ago. Kat was at a rummage sale looking for underwear. And she ran across these tarot cards they were selling. But they were 50 cents, and she texted me. She's like, can I buy these with our budget? And I'm like, we have 50 cents in the budget. So she got them down to a quarter. We don't even know if they're all there, but we're willing to roll with it because it's kind of a fun bit. So all we need is your name and your sign. We welcome Virginia to the show. How's Virginia doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you guys?
Well, we're great. Thanks for asking. I really appreciate that. So we know that you are a Capricorn. That's correct?
Correct.
All right. So we're going to start with your horoscope, and then we'll find out what card jumped out of the tarot deck.
Here we go. So today, you may fluctuate between extroverted and then highly private this morning. Try to calculate your words and actions when they're demonstrated publicly. They say don't be impulsive with what you want to say. Kind of think about how it's going to affect you in the long run. And then new glimmers of hope rise as the hours continue to unfold. And it says maintain a positive outlook. Reflect on your home and personal paths today.
Oh, all right. So a lot of introspective stuff.
Yeah, looks like it.
All right. So okay. What jumped out for Virginia, Kat?
The Ten of Cups, which stands for celebration, wisdom, and completion. So is there something that you want to complete in the future? Maybe it's the near future. You have a goal?
Do I have a goal? Nuh-uh.
You don't have any goals?
Just floating through life. Got nothing going on.
Where the wind takes me. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, that was a great reading. Thanks, Virginia. Have a great morning.
That's what I thought.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, you guys, too.
Great day. Right. Jesus.
I was like, who was it yesterday? Was it Eric that just like, I don't have anything happening.
What are you doing today?
Ever.
Nothing. I don't have anything to do today. Like, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. You've got nothing to do. How's Maureen doing today?
I'm good.
Yeah, we're great, too. Thanks for asking. Maureen Cat is a Pisces, so let's check her horoscope.
All right. Maureen, we have a good one today. So I'm a Pisces. I peaked. It says your mind may struggle to keep up with your responsibilities this morning, but don't put too much pressure on yourself if brain fog prevails, like right there. Looking for opportunities to clear away confusion, it'll calm your mind. Luckily, you're going to feel more in control as the hours pass. And then it says it may be wise for you to ask for advice from somebody with more experience and then reflect on your financial situation, outlining a plan to elevate savings, and then pay down debts. So is that something that you kind of have in mind right now? Do you have some debts that you want to pay down?
Yeah, I'm slowly getting there. Yep.
That's what I thought.
That's good. It does seem like it's just going to take forever. But once you have it under control, like financial stability, you live a lighter life.
Unless you're paying $120,000 for college and a degree you'll never use, then it seems like that never stops.
There you go. But you got a good card that popped out for you while you were on hold, the star. It stands for admiration, limelight, and success.
Ooh.
So are you trying to achieve anything? Oh. Looks like you'll have some success in the future, okay?
Okay, that sounds awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, great weekend, Maureen. Appreciate checking out our podcast over the weekend. We get back Monday, of course. We got a ton of money to give away. The Secret Sound continues. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, cash, and Thunder from Down Under tickets. If you want to go to the show May 11th at Grand Casino Mille Lacs, Kat's got them for you at 8:05 Monday morning. Right now, let's put a cap on the podcast. Stacy is on 3. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for actually asking. Let's start with her horoscope. You're a Virgo, correct?
Correct.
All right. What you got?
There's a chance that you've been giving too much of yourself away recently.
Ooh.
Is that true? Females tend to do that.
All the time.
All the time. God.
That's what I thought.
Who are you giving it to? Is it your kids, your spouse, coworkers?
All of the above.
Yeah. All right. Do more for yourself.
Time for you this weekend, apparently.
Yeah.
Stacey.
It'll be important that you recognize your own need for nurturing and restoration. And it says try to spend some extra downtime at home, finding fun ways to relax your mind, your body, and your spirit. It says declutter or soak in the tub. Be sure to honor what your spirit is craving, okay?
Are you a bath girl?
I do like taking baths.
Do you?
You just love sitting in your own filth, huh? That sounds so disgusting to me.
I can't do it. But, you know, you'll sit in a hot tub with other adults.
That's disgusting. Hot water. It's almost boiling. You know what I mean? And plus,
it doesn't matter. Their butt crumbs or like maybe they didn't get all the toilet paper from their crack all floating around your body.
I've never had that happen once.
How do you even know?
Well, because I don't see any toilet paper floating to the top of my hot tub.
Will you? Would you? I don't think so.
Anyways. All right. So what card jumped out? Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again.
It would disintegrate before it floated to the top. You'd never know.
Great thoughts. Okay. What does she got for a card that popped up here?
All right. Seven of Pentacles, which sounds ominous, but it's not. Stands for patience, investments, and growth.
Perfect.
You have no idea what that means for you, do you?
You will find out, girl.
It was a long pause. She's still thinking about butt crumbs. So, all right, Stacey, have a tremendous weekend. We appreciate you.
You too, guys.
Take care. Let's wrap up this humdinger of a segment with Amanda. Hi, Amanda. How are you today?
Good morning, y'all. Good.
Maybe we got to go back to our 7:30.
Well, I was going to say, you know, like sometimes these are right on. Sometimes people just go, wow, what a bunch of crap.
We're going to end. This is going to be the cherry on top of the reading Sunday. So, Amanda, you're an Aries. It says, you'll fly high as a kite on a stream of good vibes today. That's a really great notion. Just be mindful to stay grounded by appreciating your surroundings and moving slowly. Be sure to ask your higher power for guidance. And then it says the winds of fate are going to blow you in the right direction this evening. And it says just start to imagine your personal goals, and that's going to drive you in the right direction. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. You're going to love the card that popped out for you. Have we ever had the card of lovers? I don't think we've.
Boy,
I didn't even
know
it was in there.
Oh, wow.
It stands for romance, infatuation. There we go. And the sex.
I'm even going on a blind date later tonight.
No way.
How long has he been blind for?
Well, you know.
Okay.
It's really not nice to call them that. Just like,
what are you supposed to call him? How long has he been sight impaired
there,
for?
Thank you.
Are we at that point now where you can't say blind? Is this happening? Shut
no,
up.
And, you can say blind.
Okay, what do you know about the blind date so far other than their name?
Good career, couple kids.
Okay.
Been single for a long time.
Do you have kids?
I do.
All right.
My kids are older than his.
It's going to be a blending situation if it does work out. Who's setting you up on this, and do you trust them?
A good friend of mine.
Okay.
Yes, I trust them very much.
What's the plan? Is it just kind of like dinner? Or are you meeting for drinks? Or is this like a long, elaborate
thing? Drinks, see how that goes. Maybe some dinner or snacks, you know, whatever.
What if he's like allergic to a bunch of stuff? I couldn't date someone that's allergic to a bunch of stuff. That would be really annoying. You have to like watch.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
Around every corner.
Guys, hold on. You can't say blind, right? But you can clearly say, I won't date you if you're allergic.
Allergies are an obvious choice. People make choices to have allergies.
Shut up.
It's like adult asthma. You don't really have asthma. Kids have asthma.
What would be the deal breaker for you, Amanda? So off the rails. If you sit down and he orders what drink, you would immediately go, I can't date this guy.
Cosmo.
Yeah, something really fruity tooty. I'm a whiskey girl, so.
Oh.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're straight up ready to give it up tonight, aren't you?
That's hardcore.
No.
I think you
wouldn't
are.
Give it up no. tonight. It's 2024.
Any girl that has a whiskey right away is a definite sign that you're just ready to lay down.
Just make sure you shave. Just
no, that's Jesus. Wrong.
Why is it wrong?
And he's blind, so he's going to be using his hands a lot.
Yeah, you don't even have to put makeup on. That's okay.
Like sandpaper.
We're clearly done with this. Have a great weekend, Amanda. Welcome in. I'm JJ. How's Cats?
Good. How are you?
Good. What'd you do yesterday? Give me one at least amazing fun thing that I should be envious about.
Well, our awesome secretary up front had an extra slip to go get a dozen roses from the St. Cloud Rotary. So she said, go treat yourself and pick up mine while you're at it. And so I went to Coburn's in Sauk Rapids, and St. Cloud Rotary had their set up there, and they were just giving away dozens of roses. And I live for flowers. I love them. I think that they are a nice way to say I'm thinking about you, or they just like, I don't know, they do something to my soul.
So who'd you give them to?
Myself.
Oh, of course.
She gifted them to me, so I gifted them to myself.
You could have said, I'm really thinking of you. I really appreciate your friendship. It's been a hard time in your life. I'd like to give you these roses.
But that would be regifting.
No. I'm going to put them on my center island.
Literally regifting. Why would I do that?
Nobody cares.
But it was a gift to me.
You could have given them to anyone. You could have given them to your mother, your sister, your mother-in-law, one of your friends.
Down there? No. No. They look really good on my counter, so I kept them there. And then I did some cleaning. I did organize Derek's brand new tool chest, rolling tool I got them from Home Depot.
I'm jealous of that. That's kind of cool.
It is really cool. It is like, it's subtly small, but it fits everything that he needs. Got all of his power tools in the bottom. Everything is organized. I wiped everything off.
Wow.
And we have that big green bag, hauler bag in our driveway. So I stuffed that with stuff from the garage and wiped it all down. I do need your pressure washer. So please note that. It'd be fine.
I don't even know where it is. My garage is packed to the gills right now.
You
got to
find it today. And then I'll need it by Monday. And then
that might not be an option.
And I found two bees' nests in the eaves of like two of our areas of our house.
Hit
I'm like, God.
Did you hit them with the spray?
No.
Oh, yeah, just hit them with the spray. It'll be over. You got to do it at night, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they make this. It's
like they're old, crusty ones. Like, nobody's living in it.
Knock them down with the broom then, because they'll come back this summer.
So did that yesterday. It was just wild, wild day. And then got Liam.
He had
Chipotle for dinner. And he's getting older, and he needs more protein, so he got double meat.
Nice.
I'm like, my baby's growing up. That's how I know he got double meat. So.
If they crave it, they need it.
Yep.
I got out yesterday of the studio right away and played a round of golf.
Good for you.
Not so much.
Mm.
I'm horrible.
You've always been subpar, though.
At the end of last year, I started, getting it.
Yeah.
And then I took the winter off. It's really a circus to watch me golf. The guy I was golfing with just kept laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you're not that great. But at the end of the day, had a good time, caught some sun. So windy yesterday.
I am very much looking forward to those golf days that I just sit in the cart and drive Liam, impromptu warm summer days that we did last year. It was so fun. I loved it.
Start with Mariah this morning. Hi, Mariah. How you feeling?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. What's good for the weekend? Give me one good thing you're looking forward to.
I'm heading to the city to see my brother this weekend. I haven't seen him for a while, so.
What's a while to you? Is it months? Is it years?
Months. I haven't seen him since Thanksgiving last year. So.
Oh my gosh! So what's the reason for that? Because it's really only 60 minutes away.
Really, it's just because we're super busy. He works. I work full-time, and then I have my daughter too, so it's just trying to find time to get together.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, do you have a plan for the weekend? I mean, you do anything fun, or are you just hanging?
Since it's gonna rain, we're probably gonna go to the Mall of America.
Oh, nice. There should be a parking lot of America to go with the Mall.
You know what's amazing is a lot of people have that as a destination, but I worked there for a year.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm nope, seen it, done it.
You know, I still get the allure. I do, because when I go, I have these nostalgic feels too when I used to work there and just walk the halls when nobody was there at Christmas time and the lights were going. I have really fond memories of that place. So go to IKEA too, make it a one-stop shop.
Yeah, I bet you need 600 forks. So go to IKEA. Yeah. That sounds like a really good idea. So hang on a second, Mariah. John, how are you today, man?
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing?
Great, thank you. Got anything big planned for the weekend?
Well, I'm just planning on cleaning my garage out.
That's the thing.
Oh, that's what I just did yesterday. It feels so good, too. And then I found myself standing out there last night before I went to bed.
With her hands on her hips, just looking at
it. I did. I felt so proud, accomplished. All the leaves were off the floor, no dirt or anything. But who are you winning these for? These are a lot of sexy men here.
I know, right? It's just me and my wife.
All right.
You and your wife would go? That is so cool.
I like this guy.
I love that.
So here's the deal. Kat has basically pulled out a word, and Mariah and John, to buzz in and to enter the contest, your word is your buzzer. So Kat's going to give you a word that kind of sounds maybe dirty, but if you and when you know the actual definition of what this word means, holler out your name, and if you're first and you have the definition, then we're going to give you the tickets. As a matter of fact, you guys just play the game, because I think we're going to give both of you guys tickets anyway, since I kind of screwed up the phone system today. So when you know the definition, holler out your name, give us the right definition, and then you get the first, you get the premier pair of tickets. So the word today is...
Sounds dirty, but it's not. The word is uvula.
Mariah. Yeah, is it the little dangly thing in the back of your throat?
You know it is.
You know Mariah would know what that is.
Have you ever heard the Cardi B song with that reference in it? Oh, man. All right.
So, done. Did you know that, John? You know what the uvula is?
No, I do not.
You didn't? Well, open your mouth right now. Look in the mirror. It's right there.
Oh, that thing.
There it is.
Man.
The dangler.
What do you call it? What's the name of it?
Uvula.
A uvula.
Uvula.
Now, John, you have to use it.
Okay, uvula.
You have to use it in a conversation today to make this real, okay?
Well, it's got
to
make sense.
I know,
you can't just walk up to someone and say, nice uvula. You got to work it in.
Let me see. Let me see your uvula.